Blog Talk Radio.
I don't understand your ways.
Gonna be worth it.
gonna be worth it. You're gonna be worth it all. I know.
So we give it all up, give it all up now. We let it all go, let it all go now. We lay it all down, lay it all down now to Jesus.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. I would like to welcome each of you to the show on tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. My prayer for you tonight is that you will be richly blessed through something that is said on tonight, that you will be blessed, delivered, and set free in some form for the better, in the name of Jesus. I am your host, but I am not the host for tonight. There is a word from the Lord on tonight coming out of the mouth of Prophetess Pate. My prayer for her is that God will bless her so mightily tonight. Through what she says to you, it will not only bless you, but it will bless her. It will be a dual blessing in our lives and her life as well. And I won't prolong the time. I'm going to turn you right over into the hands of Prophetess Pate. Prophetess Pate, you're on the air.
Yes. Thank and praise God for who he is. Thank and praise God for being so good to us. Thank and praise God for all the listening. Thank God for all the obedient people that called in that's wanting to listen to the show. And I pray that God will allow me to bless your spirit, bless you. If you have an ear to hear, listen to what his spirit is saying. If you have a heart to receive, open up your heart and receive what he's getting ready to do. I thank and praise God for these times that I have spoken on the air, and Psalm was blessed, and I thank and praise God for being blessed. I thank and praise God for the new callers, the callers that's listening in now. I thank and praise God for also the prophetess, Stacy, the one that's over the Block Talk Radio. We thank and praise God for God just allowing her to just come into and let this show be, because it's had blessed many of us, and including me. And I thank and praise God for everything that he's doing. And I want to give God, let's pray to the Lord and thank and praise God for what he's getting ready to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for grace, Lord. And most of all, Lord, we thank you for mercy, Lord. And Lord God, I ask you, Lord, anything, Lord God, that I have done that I'm not aware of or thought of, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive me, Lord God. And Lord, help me to deliver your word, Lord God, and help me to put your word, Lord God, the way you send it out there to do. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for setting me down, Lord God, and you standing up in me. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're getting ready to do, everything getting ready to proceed out of my mouth. Thank and praise God. I hope that it will bless each and one of your peoples, Lord God, even the ones that are going to listen in, Lord God, later, Lord. And Lord, I also, Lord God, ask you, Lord God, to touch the one's heart that's listening, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you for the support that they're giving Blog Talk Radio, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you for being who you are and what you are to them. And Lord, we ask you to bless them, Lord God, 30, 60, and 104th, Lord God. Whatever they need of, Lord, we ask you to give. You're the only one that can give it to them, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing in their life, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Amen. I give glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I thank and praise God. God wants me to encourage the hearts of his people, encourage the ones that's listening. He wants me to encourage you. And he wants me to talk on pain tonight, talk about pain. And he knows what pain is all about. Jesus knows what pain is all about. If anybody ought to know about pain, Lord God, it's all to be the Lord. And I don't think no one that's listening and no one that's going to tune in have been in much pain that Jesus has. And if you're a follower of his, you're going to experience some pain. And with doing the pain is going to come through, and it's only to make you. and to bring you to that place where God wants you at. And I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for he has so many people in the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, that experienced pain to where pain where they didn't suffer long. Some suffered years before the pain was over, but God still blessed them and blessed them double for going on through the pain. And sometimes we hate to hurt. We hate when pain comes. Pain is not a bearable thing to go through with. Sometimes we want it to go away right then and there, but it don't always go away right then and there. Sometimes we take medication to ease our pain. But this type of pain that I'm talking about, God is going to be able to, he's the only one that's going to be able to ease the pain. I thank and praise God for his pain on today. And someone may be after suffering with pain as in don't know how to endure pain in their body. We ask God to come in, and we and God wants you to know to endure to the end, endure that pain, and speak healing over your body. And when you speak healing over your body, don't just dwell on the pain. Get in God's word. He got healing scripture. He got healing scripture all over the Bible where you can call those things be though they are. Call those things though they are. That's what he wants us to do. And always remember, whatever, watch what come out of your mouth. Whatever come out of your mouth is going to affect what's going to happen to you. You the one that's going to cause the pain because it's what's come out of your mouth. If you speak out of your mouth that the God, everything, I'm healed in the name of Jesus, and then God is going to heal you. But if you speak and say, oh, it's going to get better, oh, I ain't going to get through this, oh, this is not going to work, God going to give you just you have whatsoever you say. So let us be careful about pain. Let us talk about pain tonight. Some of us are going through pain that through our marriage, and we don't even know how to accept it. And you may say, well, Lord, you called me to come in, and you put us together to love, Lord, each other. But, Lord, this is not love. My husband is out there messing up. My wife is out there messing up. And Lord, it hurts so bad. What can I do? What must I do, Lord God, to endure this pain? God wants you to know that he's right there. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I thank and praise God that every pain that I thank God for the pain. To me, I always say when I was going through with my husband, some things still going through with. But you know what? I learned to accept the pain. I learned to thank God for what it is. Because if I know what I thank God for what it is, he's going to bring it out to what it to be. And it's going to be just what God ordained it to be. He said the husband can be saved through the sanctified wife, or the wife can be saved through the sanctified husband. So I'm going to quote God's word until he bring it to pass. And I thank and praise God for that pain that you're going through. And count that pain as a joy. Count that pain. And always remember the vows when you got married. The Lord tell us to, we heard the vows for better, for worse, and for sick, and for helping. And all those things come with pain. When you're married, it come with pain. It come with consequence. Everything that we do, it come with consequence. Even when a woman is giving birth to a child, the pain is so unbearable sometimes. You just want it to go away, but it has a process that it has to go through with in order for that child to come through the birth from there. And we thank and praise God, once that child is out, it takes a toll. Once it's out, we feel better. Things work out for the best. We rejoice. We look at that baby as, Lord, this is a joy for pain. And some of us might say we could go through it again. And some say, well, I can't bear it. I wouldn't do it again. And me myself has said it. I ended up having another one. And God was able me to bear the pain. To what is going on, and that God is saying, pain. It's going to take pain to go through you, through. It's going to take pain to bring you to where he wants you to be. Some got a calling on their life. Going through, if you have a calling on your life, you're going to have pain. You're going to have pain. You're going to have all kind of things come up against you. People going to lie on you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to call you everything but a child of God. You're even going to have things come in your family where relatives come in trying to start confusion. All kind of pain to come up. Even sometimes it'll come through what who you love the most. Pain is just pain. We have that hurting pain. Then we have spiritual pain. And then we have physical. We just thank God for the physical and the spiritual pain. And I look at when Jesus was down here on this earth, and I look at how he walked the earth, and he did many things. And he done anything, nothing to anybody. All he did was heal, minister to people, deliver people, raise people even from the dead. Jesus did all those things, but he still had to endure pain. And the only reason why he endured pain, because he went through the pain and the going when they put him on the cross and they nailed him to the cross and they beat him and they kicked him and they spit on him and they hear stuff and they hit him with things. And when they done all of that, that was pain for us, pain that he had suffered for us, and he died just so he can die so we can have a new life, a new way of living, a new way of saying, forgive me, and Lord, a new way of repenting. Everything that God went through, it was pain because of us. And I look at it, God had to show me this in a different way. Pain don't just come. Pain only comes to make you what you're supposed to be, to get you to their place where he wants you at. Some of you are out there listening now. You got a calling on your life, and the devil is fighting you all which way. And in order for you to step out and do what God say do, he'll cause Satan to attack you, that you will get into that place where you're supposed to be. And I thank and praise God for the pain that he's causing. Some may have pain in their physical body where I've been suffering with this pain and for years. It don't look like it's getting better. Keep on speaking healing. I look at the woman in the Bible in Matthew where the woman had the issue of blood, where she bled for 12 long years, and that was pain. This woman was hemorrhaging and losing blood from her body. She was weak and probably was so sick to where she couldn't stand up, but she still struggled. She endured with that pain. She endured with that until one day that she heard Jesus was coming through. And when she heard Jesus was coming through, she couldn't nobody go touch Jesus for her to be healed. She had to get up and do it herself. If she had not got up and touched Jesus, she would not have been healed from this day forward. And God healed her because of her faith. It made her whole. So those that listening in and those that want tuning in out the world, go on through your pain. Ask God to help you to endure the pain. I look at how Job, he endured the pain. He lost his children. He lost all of the things that God had gave him, even the friends that he thought was his friends. How they stood up against him and how they talked about him and how they done things behind his back. But Job, even his own wife even told him to curse, he cursed God. And even his wife came up against him. That was pain for the one that you loved, the one that birthed your children and gave you children, the ones that were supposed to have been there for you to do things that she did. But that was pain. But Job stood up until he endured through the pain. And once Job came on through the pain, Job was blessed double. So it caused his wife even to have more children. So she had to bear the pain over and over again twice than what she did the first time. And I thank and praise God. God, that's an example. A lot of time when we're going through, let us go into the Bible, this Bible character where the Lord blessed these people, Lord. They went on through. That's where I find my strength in the Word. You may be going through things in your home. Get in the Word. Everything you need to know is in the Word of God. You may be going through things in your marriage. Get in the Word. It will show you how to love when hate is there. It will show you how to show kindness when bitter is there. It will will show you how to act when the enemy come up against you. Get in the Word of God. Even when you are in the ministry and you don't seem like everything is going the way it's supposed to go, you get in the Word of God and you quote the Word of God and you give God His Word back. Sometimes I was told that former pastor of mine, sometimes God, He hates when we give Him His Word back. And He cried, He go on and He bless us and He bring us on through. Let us go on through the pain. Some of you may be going out there saying, Lord, it's hard to get a job. Help me, Lord. What I'm going to do? I'm about to make ends meet. I'm about to be homeless. Get in the Word of God. Seek God for help. Seek God to fulfill your needs. Seek God to bless you with that job that's suitable for you, making more than what you ever had. Just bless God. God is going to see you through that pain, and He's going to show you the way to go, and He will direct you. Just ask Him. It's in the Word of God. He said, in all of our ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths. Let us take the Word of God and do what He say do. And I thank and praise God. He say, submit yourself to Him. Let us submit ourselves unto the Lord. And when the Lord comes through for us, He's going to bless us. If you submit to Him, He will submit to you. Pour out to Him. Give Him your all, and He will give you His all. He will bless you in the time where you don't even see where it's coming from. God will have touched that man or that woman, and He will touch that person that done you so wrong. He will bless them from the north, the east, the south, and the west, and He will bring blessings to your home. And when some of you all may have a sister or a brother that's on drugs, and you don't want to see them out there like that, go on through the pain. Keep praying for them. Pray. Find you some deliverance scriptures in the Bible. It's in the Word of God. Whatever we need, it's in the Word of God. Pain hurts, but when you go on through the pain, it will get better. You can get a burn on your hand. That hurts so bad. But once you go on through a few days, sooner or later it heals, and God is this is the white move the pain on the way. And I thank and praise God for the pain. I thank and praise some may be saying, Lord, what must I do, Lord God? I'm just beginning to come into the knowledge of you, Lord. And I don't even know, Lord. Look like everywhere I go, Lord, the things that I'm supposed to do look like it's not happening, Lord. I end up finding myself back to where I used to be. And I want to get closer to you, Lord God. How do I do that? Get in the Word of God. And take that scripture and you read until you get some understanding of His Word. God loves you, daughter. God loves you, son. And He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there for you in your time of need. He wants to bless you. He wants to come into your heart. He wants to bless you with all these things. And it tells us in Matthew's, in the 6th chapter, we have to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all these rights and everything that we want. It will be added unto us if we just seek God and just give Him and do what's due to Him. Some of you all, someone may be saying, Lord, Lord God, only thing I got is Lord God, bless me, is my tithe, Lord God. If I give you my tithe, Lord, I ain't going to be able to pay my bill. Give God that 10%. That 10% would have opened up the door for you. And when you pay 10%, God will allow man to come in and bless you, and it will just overflow. It will be overflow of rivers of water. God will bless you so you wouldn't have enough to give to someone. He'll able you to bless someone else. Ask God to overflow to your life. Give what's due to God. It's not ours, no way. Some may say, Lord, I'm staying in a house with someone. And Lord God, and there's so much traffic and so much stuff coming in and out this house. And then, Lord God, help me. What must I do, Lord? If I go, Lord, I don't have no place to go. God says, just come to Him. Come to Him that He the heavy laid, and He'll give you rest. God will do the more for you than you ever. Some say, well, Lord God, I want to serve you, but I don't know which way to go to this church or that church, because this church ain't right and that church ain't right. Lord God, direct me to this church, Lord God. Lord, show me the church where you want me to belong to. Get in your word and go until you and ask God for direction. Ask Him for guidance, and God will teach you. He will show you which way to go. And always remember to trust God in everything that you do. Acknowledge him. He said, if you acknowledge me, he said, I will direct your path. And ask God to acknowledge you. Acknowledge God in everything that you do. When I get ready to go forward before God, I acknowledge God in everything that I do. I thank and praise God for the pain. The pain don't feel good. The pain hurts. And I thank God for every pain that he put up on me. I thank God for every hurt. Someone say my mom may be sick. Well, how do I deal with that and have to work? How do I deal with it? Ask God to give you strength. Go on through the pain and ask God to be with you through it all. God will direct you. He will allow someone to come in to bless your heart. Look up on someone. Look up someone. Bless your sister. Touch that sister. Touch that man. Ask the Lord to help you to go on through your pain. Your pain is not the way you think it is. Sometimes we have pain because we call pain on ourselves by not being obedient to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can tell us to do this, and we go our own way, and we do what we want to do, and that ain't how God wants us to do. Whatever God tells us to do, he wants us to do it. Let us be obedient. Sometimes I'm in a place where God tells me to do something, and I have to ask the Lord 3 or 4 times just for some reassurance because I want to make sure it's God. And sometimes the obedience can cause you to go through pain. And I ask God all the time to watch over my sister, watch over my brother. Bless them, Lord God. We thank you for the pain, Lord God. Someone experienced pain through their marriage. Someone experienced pain in their body. Someone experienced pain through their sister. Someone experienced pain through their brother. Someone experienced pain on their job. Pray for your coworker. Pray for your boss. Pray for your supervisor. Pray for your manager. Pray for them, the ones that are giving you hell and giving you trouble on your job. That's pain because you got to sit there and you got to endure and do things that you don't want to do. And you know that you don't deserve to be treated like you do. But you pray and God will take you on through the pain. Someone may be saying, Lord God, where do I go from here, Lord God? Where do I go from here, Lord God? Someone going through pain, suffering through pain with crack, or someone maybe suffering through pain with medicine, pain medication, Lord God. Lord, help me with this addiction, Lord God. I can't do it by myself. Give God praise. Pick up the word and ask God to help you. I have seen stories in the Bible where God had to heal and he had to deliver. Lord, some may be going through pain where they are tormented with different spirits. They are tormented with so many spirits too. They don't know which way to go. I ask the Lord right now in the name of Jesus to speak to your mind. And I bind every spirit. I bind every bipolar spirit, every schizophrenic spirit, every spirit that's not of God out of you. And I ask God to help you. That's pain. And I thank God for the pain.
Excuse me, Prophetess Pate. Excuse me. We have a caller that I think they're desiring prayer.
Okay.
Hold a minute.
Okay.
Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, hello. Yes, I'm calling.
Hello?
I was just, hi, my name is Jake Jermaine, and I'm first time caller. And I was
welcome
just,
to Prophetess Fire, thank
I
you
did,
for calling.
Yes, I didn't know I pressed one. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I just had to be sure if you wanted prayer or not.
Yes. Yes. Oh, all the time I like to have prayer. I mean, all the time I like to hear a word from God. If you have it, prayer, I'm always want to hear a prayer or a word from God all the time.
Do you have any specific needs?
Well, I'm praying for more of revelation and Holy Spirit of the God, and where I'm like the prophet has mentioned, I'm just trying to get in His will and assignment and understand what God wants, and that's what I'm praying for.
Okay, I'm gonna come into agreement with you on that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for letting my brother call in on tonight, Lord God. I come into agreement with him, God. Give him your wisdom, Lord God, to show him, God, what it is for him, what it is that you have for him to do, Lord God. Open up your, open up revelation to him, Lord God. Break it down that he may understand, Lord God. Guide his footsteps, Lord God, because you said that the steps of a good man are ordered by you, God. Order his steps, Lord God, right into his destiny, Lord God. And if there's anything coming against that destiny, any kind of pain, any kind of oppression, any kind of depression, anything, Lord God, that will hinder the man of God from doing what you said, Lord God, we come against that right now, God. We bind it, and we send it back to hell from which it came. He will fulfill his purpose, Lord God, starting with tonight, Lord God. Tomorrow will be better for him in the name of Jesus. God bless you, my brother.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yeah.
Stay on the line.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks. Thank you, Lord God, for the young man, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for the obedience that he, Lord God, it wasn't by accident that he matched number one. Lord, we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Lord, we thank God for the pain. We thank God for everything that we experience. I thank God for everything that he's getting ready to do and everything that's getting ready to go on. I thank God for the pain. Let us always remember, pain is not in our life just so it can hurt us. Pain is in our life just only to make us who God wants us to be. Without pain, we wouldn't know how it is to know what Jesus went through with. Jesus experienced a lot of pain, pain he didn't even have to go through with. But the only reason why he endured the pain is because he loved us. He went through pain that he would love us. And that pain caused him to suffer and to go through a horrible death. And that pain caused him. He stayed in the grave 3 days, but that third day he got up, and that's when our pain should have been wiped away. So that means whatever pain we got, we take it to the Lord, and God will heal the pain. Like when he said, if my people, which are called by my name, if we just humble ourselves and seek his face, and he will heal our land. So that's the same thing, reply, he will heal the pain. Just keep on believing God and trust God to do just what he say he's going to do. I thank and praise God for every hurting person, every pain. I thank God for everyone that choose to go through. And we got to endure to the end. Those that endure to the end, your pain will be wiped away. But you have some fall by the wayside, because let us pray for those that are that's not strong within us. Let us pray for their weakness and their kindness. And if anyone desire prayer, I'm going to turn it back over to Prophet Stacy, but if anyone desire prayer, she have the announcement to tell you to how to contact her with prayer. And if maybe someone listening want to call in for prayer now, you can. Just match number one, and we will pray for you all. And then if anyone want to know how to contact Philippine Fire, she have that information. Anyone want to know how to donate to Philippine Fire or want to sow a seed, she will tell you how to go by doing that information too. I thank God for the word. I thank and praise God for pain. Let us remember, pain is not just in our life to hurt us, and pain is in our life just to make us, to help us and make us and mold us to be what Jesus would have us to be. Remember the great men and women of God in the Bible days, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. And guess what? And we don't exempt from pain. In Jesus' name, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for enduring with us. Thank you all for even sowing the seed to the ministry. May I pray God blessing upon every listener and everyone that's going to tune in. And thank and praise God for the young man that called in. And I pray God blessing upon your life, that you will always remember God is there no matter what. Thank you. Prophet Stacy, turn it back over to you.
We are thankful tonight for that word. I pray that you all were blessed And I want you to remember that pain births rewards. It births rewards. I posted on Twitter and Facebook not long ago, letting everybody know that Jesus' pain gave us salvation. Job's pain gave him the double portion. Joseph's pain, everything Joseph went through in the Bible, it gave him promotion. And I do believe that the pain that you're going through is going to birth something great in your own life. Pain births reward. Once again, I pray that you are blessed on tonight. If you desire further prayer or if you want to talk about the things of God throughout this week, you can contact me at prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Or you can call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Also, God has blessed his ministry, so if you're away from your computer, but you would like to hear this program again or any of the others, you can just go to iTunes if you have access to iTunes. It's a free podcast. Just go to Prolific Fire with Prophet Stacy, and all the shows will be there. If you want to follow me, you can do so on Twitter. If you're not following me on Twitter, do so by following Prolific Fire, just like the show, or facebook.com/Prophetess Stacy. Prophetess pay mention if you would like to donate to the ministry. God has blessed this ministry. He named this ministry Prolific, means fertile, highly fruitful, among other things. If you would like to do so, if you have a PayPal account, just send your donation to prolificfire@gmail.com. If you don't have a PayPal account, it's easy to obtain one. It's free. Just go to paypal.com. And once you've got the account set up, it's better to use the PayPal app. Once again, I thank you all for joining me on tonight. My name is Prophetess Stacy. For you all that do not know, join me again, same time, the same place, next week. I will be ministering a word entitled, Nobody Greater Than the Raven. And no, it's not promoting a football team. It's deeper than that. I pray that the word next week will bless you. Until next time, I love you. God bless.